What's up, ladies and gentlemen? All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III here as the Xfinity series is restarted, is underway. With I'm recording this episode during the Xfinity series race right now, less than 40 laps to go. Eddie Greer III, Allgaier hitting the wall a little bit. Eddie Greer III, EG3 podcast here. Racing, sports, whenever report comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri, here recording this episode Saturday. Yes, it's Saturday. It's been a crazy week, including the back end of this week here. We got action all over the place right now. You can probably tell calling this Xfinity Series race. So we'll see what happens here. September 27th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. You turning in. This is kind of more my favorite episodes where I could get to call the race on a TV screen. Yes, the volume is turned all the way down because I'm talking now on the mic here in the EG3 confines. EG3 podcast, find it on Spotify, iTunes, underneath the 3Y podcast with EG3, wherever you listen to your podcast there as well. Yes, so you can probably tell, if not already, this will come out, this will be old news. Well, this race is tomorrow, obviously. The NASCAR Cup Series will be racing tomorrow. And oh, by the way, yes, they're in Kansas City, Kansas, right now, dueling out the playoffs right now going on. Brandon Jones trying to clinch, trying to move on to the next round. He's out front right now. And, of course, Connor Zillich, who's been dominant in the Xfinity Series, is second in the playoff standing. I don't have a full playoff picture right now. I have the TV screen up right now as Zillich down to the inside of Brandon Jones right now, as Connor Zillich has been a dominant car in the Xfinity Series all year long. Got a runoff for turn two right there on Brandon Jones, the leader right now, as we're currently recording this podcast. This is not the first time I've done this. So I've done this quite a bit on the podcast. So if you're not a big fan of racing, then I don't know what else to tell you there as well. This used to be a NASCAR podcast, the 3Y Pod with EG3. So you can go back and listen to other episodes there as well, as NASCAR is in Kansas City this weekend. And of course, when this goes out tomorrow night, because of some situations, as charging down to the inside now is Zillich, now the 88. You guys can't see this, but I can right now. Zillich, you're getting some extra bonus coverage. We're doing a podcast here. Connor Zillich, Junior Motorsports, he can't make the pass. Jones holding on to the lead here. And Brandon Jones has been strong all day. He has not left the top three here at the moment of this podcast right now. Going down, he off of turn two, back to the back straightaway. Zillich is on him. Yeah, that 88 car of Zillich. Connor Zillich, obviously, who's going to be moving up to the Cup Series next year, taking over that Daniel Suarez ride of the 99 in the Cup Series. Meanwhile, Daniel Suarez, I haven't heard anything about his situation yet. So, yeah, that's going on right now. And then when this podcast comes out tomorrow night as well, the Chiefs and the Chiefs game and the Cup Series race should be over by the time it comes out. Well, it's going to come out during Sunday Night Football, which the Cowboys, the Packers, and I'm going to go ahead and apologize to y'all now. So if I'm all over the place, I apologize. But this is my favorite. When I can just go on here and just freelance it and talk about what's on my mind. So, but obviously, I got racing, driving right now, going on right now, this weekend. And of course, football, college football going on right now. So I'm recording this podcast. Ohio State holding on to a lead against Washington. I did have it split screen there for a while there. Jones trying to pull away from Connor Zillich here. And when we hopped on here when I hit the record button, it was less than 40 laps to go. So maybe I might go all the way to the end of this thing. Well, I'll see about that, because I'm kind of on a time limit here. Here as well, as we got some football going on tonight with Alabama, Georgia here. Let me pull up the top 25 here while I'm out of here. This is the problem. Why do I do this every week? It seems like Shameless plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. The Promo Project Podcast, since I said it again on an EGD podcast, that's what the C, that's what I get for having a everyday podcast. The Promo Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Oh, and by the way, yes, K-State, we finally won a damn college football game. We did over UCF today. 34-20 there. Let me see if I can pull up the scores here right now. Yeah, so top 25 scores from last night as we got battling in Kansas City, Kansas Speedway right now as it looks like they're showing Sheldon Creed in the double zero and, oh man, Taylor Gray in the 54 there for Joe Gibbs battling on a racetrack right now. Yeah, Florida State, as I probably did not mention, Florida State lost on Friday at 46-38. Upset. Oh, my goodness. All those people in Virginia, they immediately just like, once that pass dropped in the back of the end zone, it was like, boom. Everybody shot out of the cannon like at 100 meters. 100 meter dash. Everybody just stormed onto the field. And everybody said that's the best tradition in all college sports. When you beat a ranked team, yeah, that's what happened last night. Virginia there, baby. When that pass hit that ground, boom, everybody just stormed the field. And man, haha, Florida State, LOL. On that one, I hate Florida State. And that goes back to my living days when I lived in the state of Florida for a handful of years there. Obviously, when I'm not cheering for K-State, I'm cheering for Florida, my second college team there as well. Florida is on a bye week there as well as now it looks like Creed has caught Sam Mayer in the 41. Have I'm saying that right? No, that's the 8 of Sammy Smith. Excuse me, that's Sammy Smith now they're showing there as well. Battling for 4th and 5th. Brandon Jones is still leading. Colin Zilla is 2nd. That's Austin Hill 3rd. Ooh! MRN, PRN, y'all better watch out now. Oh, man, I've been a big fan of NASCAR for a long time. See, I can go call these races, too, now. Brandon Jones extending his lead advantage right now over Connor Zilich right now. Let me pull up my laptop here. I got it split screen as I have Roger Carruth 16th right now. As I'm recording this podcast here, Brandon Jones, Connor Zilitz, Austin Hill, Sammy Smith, now 4th as recording this podcast, and of course, not Cole Custer, Sheldon Creed in the 5th spot. This is the EG3 podcast calling the Xfinity Series race at the same time. Eddie Gritter 3rd, aka EG3 here on this Saturday. Yes, I was going to record during the week, but things got a little crazy. let's say that some people, well, a lot of people know my situation right now. I was going to record and then everything got real crazy at the end of the week. So, hey, I'm making it happen. I still got my recording stuff here in the confines here. So, hey, we're going to roll with it here on the podcast here as Carruth lost another position. Then Roger Carruth, usually in the truck series, he's still in the playoffs in the truck series, but riding that 17 Hendrick.com Chevy today, and he's in the 18th spot right there as well. So there you go on that. We're going to step aside real quick. I got to answer this text message here. We're going to step aside here for a little bit here, and we'll come back, obviously. Right now it is, again, Brandon Jones leading. We'll go through, and then I'm going to switch gears a little bit and go to the college top 25, the rest of the top 25 right now, as it is right now. Obviously, Florida State got upset, and TCU also got upset yesterday by Arizona State. Coming back there, TCU forced overtime, and in Arizona State in double overtime took it from TCU. So two top 25 teams going down. Ohio State trying not to get upset. We'll come back and give, even though this is going to come out tomorrow, give the rest of the top 25. Obviously, K-State, we won it, baby, today. KU, woo, lost. The Cincinnati, we'll be back. We'll take a time out here. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening right now to the EG3 podcast right now. Activity going on at Kansas Speedway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back again to this episode, this week's episode of the EG3 Podcast Weekend Edition. Eddie Gritter III here, coming to you on this Saturday. I'm recording it on Saturday, late afternoon, almost 6 o'clock as I record this podcast here. September 27th, 2025. Oh my goodness, I had a conversation today. Well, ran my recovery long run. Shout out Justin and Chelsea. And I think it was Justin I was talking to, or no, this was Chelsea I was talking, mentioning this. We were talking about how the month of September, whoa, it has flown by. I think I said this on the Purple Project podcast as well. This month has flown by, and next week we're going to be in the month of October. But I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. All the craziness this week, and I'm like, oh wow, October is coming. It's coming really quick. So there's that as well here, wherever you listen to this podcast. So yep, this is the last weekend of September. Obviously, tomorrow, more NASCAR with the Cup Series. The Chiefs going to be playing at the same time as the Cup Series will be going on there as well. And then Sunday Night Football, of course, A1, my brother Alex's team, Green Bay Packers. This has been circled since Micah Parsons was traded. That stunning. What, Dallas Cowboys, what are you thinking? that stunning trade, Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers. Well, I got a feeling that Micah Parsons going to show out tomorrow night against the Dallas Cowboys there. Yeah, I think Cowboys are in trouble. There's that prediction for you as well. Brandon Jones continues to lead us. I'm currently recording this right now, the end of this Xfinity series right now. Brandon Jones trying to lock himself in to the round of 8. He is looking pretty good right now, pulling away from Connor Zilich of Junior Motorsports. And obviously, I mentioned Connor Zilich. I'll get to the top 25 in a minute. But Connor Zilich, I mentioned him in segment 1 earlier. He's been the dominant car in the Xfinity series, the truck series. It's been the Corey Heim show all year long. He has what, 11, 12 wins this year? It is crazy stupid in a good way there. Connor, you might as well call that the Corey Heim series, because every time I get a notification, he wins everything, right? So yeah, Connor, it's Corey Heim. That one. Yeah, Connor Zilich right now in the Xfinity Series, second, as Brandon Jones trying to etch his name to the semifinals of the playoffs in the Xfinity Series and in the Cup Series last weekend. Ryan Blaney winning at New Hampshire over Josh Berry, who was eliminated from playoff contention there. Ryan Blaney had a battle back there. Joey Logano finishing inside the top 5 there. I don't have that pulled up right now, so I'm just going kind of talking about that a little bit. So right now, going into Kansas tomorrow, again, this racing is going to be old news, but hey, we're recording while it's going on. So I figure, you know what, give a little bit of play-by-play for a little bit while that's going on. As the laps continue to wind down, they're showing another battle right now. I don't know who is driving those two cars. Woo, loose. That looks like that's Nick Sanchez. Nick Sanchez has been on this podcast before, folks. I've had a chance to interview him a couple of times on this podcast. You can find that still on the podcast there as well. He's battling the 11 car. He slides up near the wall, holds on to it. Sanchez trying to get another one. He's loose off of 4. And there in the battle races on, Sanchez getting a run off of 4 there as well. I don't know who's in the 11 car. Yeah, Paul Malazzi is there. I love it. This is not the first time I've done play-by-play and talking about news at the same time, and I think these type of episodes are my favorite, when I just get on here while the race is going on, do a little play-by-play, and then talk about what's going on around the world. So again, 11 car way loose. He looks like he's about to hit the wall. Sanchez going to get a run. Nick Sanchez, by the way, has won a race. And they're side drafting now down the front straightaway. Sanchez, the 48-11. 11 is wrecking now. Wants to wreck. He's going to wreck here in a minute. And Sanchez is going to take that spot away. So I'm a big fan of, obviously, Sanchez in this series. And then I had also had an opportunity, I believe, at one point or another, to
interviewed Ross Cruz as well. So I've interviewed several NASCAR drivers, whether it's in this series or in the younger diversity ranks mainly as well. So again, I'm giving y'all some inside information that I haven't done. For our new citizens, like some of y'all, like what in the world is going on? Well, right now, what's going on is Brandon Jones in the Xfinity series taking complete control. Right now, he is all by himself. Right now, as he is in complete control. Right now, we'll see if we can finish the deal and move on in to the round of eight. This is the EG3 podcast coming to you on this Saturday. Recording this episode, this special episode on Saturday, September 27, 2025. I was going to record on Thursday night, but crazy things happen or on Thursday morning and having to try to get all that situated. Yeah, so some of the people that I'm associated with or friends with know the situation. So I'm gonna leave it like that. I can figure that out. But yeah, I'm leaving that part out of the podcast. But some of the folks that I've talked to already know the situation there as well. And hopefully with traveling here, not right now, but next month. Yeah. Go and take that taken care of. Cause it's not sustainable. Now I can make it happen for a little bit, but when you're in a big city, you need to go somewhere. Yeah, it's just not sustainable, at least in my opinion anyways. But for right now, it's what it's worth. I'm making things happen and doing the best I can out of the situation there as well. And right now, I'm making the best out of the situation. Right now, Brandon Jones just put Roger Kruf a lap down there as well. All right, so before I get well into this race, let's get with the top 25 like I teased before the first break there. Obviously the Major League Baseball, of course. So let me see. Move there. Let's see if I can solely bring the top 25. I can't do that. Well, anyways, see if I can just spy these top 25 games right now. West Virginia getting that butt whooped. Utah 41, West Virginia 7. Utah got upset last week by Texas Tech and taking their frustrations against West Virginia there. As right now, LSU losing on the road to Ole Miss 17-10 at the moment of this podcast. Remember, I'm recording this during, so you guys, this is going to be somewhat old news. You guys will know the result of these games. So by the time this rolls out to the feed, A&M, and there's been a lot of talk, Texas A&M right now. Hold on. What just happened? Okay. Yeah. A&M over Auburn, Texas A&M right now. That is in the fourth quarter, 13-3 there as well. And there's a lot of talk about when Chris Klieman, the head coach of Kansas State right now, give you a little insight about K-State football right now. At least we won today, yeah, but there's been a lot of chatter in K-State Nation anyways, Twitter-wise, or X, whatever you want to call it these days, about Colin Klein, the former great K-State QB great, Heisman finalist, now offensive coordinator for Texas A&M. There's been a lot of talk about bringing Colin Klein back as head coach there as well, but at least for right now, though the talks have subsided for right now with the win. But yeah, he's been heavy consideration there as well. But given the recent success of head coach Chris Klieman of K-State there and expectations for K-State football in 2025, you know, Big 12 being in the conversation for a Big 12 championship and possibly a cost for a playoff spot there. Right now, even though we won, and that's the important thing. We beat UCF today. But the main thing is still not living up to expectations. Again, can you go down and beat Baylor? That's the opponent next for K-State. We'll see about that there as well. Well, it looked like it took the white flag for a second, but from that angle. But no, not yet there as well. As we are also calling this Xfinity Series race there, getting extra bonus coverage here on this podcast. Brandon Jones leads commanding fashion right now. unless another caution comes out, he's been struggling on those restarts there a little bit. But that 20 Menards black and yellow paint scheme, ooh, looking pretty good out front right now. And Alan Alexander was spot on, who's calling this race right now. This has been definitely a Joe Gibbs Racing track, and that's game. I was right. I was definitely right. That's a white flag. Brandon Jones, yep, he's going to take it. Yep, I was right. That was the white flag. Right now, let's just go ahead and put a pin on this Xfinity Series race. Brandon Jones taking the checkered flag. He's going to do it. Brandon Jones, Joe Gibbs Racing, on to the round of eight. He's going to win it at Kansas Speedway, folks. So that's it, folks, on that side of the spectrum, folks. So Brandon Jones, take care of business. He's going back to victory lane. I believe that's his second win of 2025. His first win, he rallied back at Darlington to win there. And now Brandon Jones on to the round of eight, baby. There for Joe Gibbs Racing. He's going to go ahead and do some donuts there, burning it down the front stretch there here on the EG3 podcast, baby. That's what we're talking about here. Now I lost a train of thought there. But yes, I was talking about expectations, right? Expectations for K-State. They have not lived up to it to this point. So, yes, we got the big win, which is huge, just like Brandon Jones did, getting the big win just right now, literally, as he's doing donuts in front of the front straightaway. But yeah, Brandon Jones, K-State, you need to go down. And can you build? And yes, get a notification on that. Can you build on that? Can you build on what you did? You showed a lot more energy today than I've seen since Iowa State, right? So we'll see what happens there with K-State, obviously. And KU, I mentioned it before the timeout, got upset by Cincinnati. Today, so yeah, it's a good day, man. Good day. Re-entering the picture now. Back to the top. If I can get the scores at the rest of the top 25. Oh, while I was blabbering on about Brandon Jones, Auburn just scored. It's now 13-10. A&M is ranked 9th in the country, and Auburn's unranked. And of course, Auburn lost to Oklahoma last week. Let me see down here. Ohio State just pushed their lead, so Ohio State will win against Washington, 24-6. Ohio State, the number one team in the country. Indiana, locked up with Iowa right now. All tied at 13 with less than seven minutes to go in that one there as well. So you probably know the score of that one when this comes out tomorrow. Tennessee holding on 20-17 over Mississippi State. Right now, this is top 25 scores. I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it'll probably take me 2 segments because I'm just rambling on here tonight on this podcast, per usual. Here and in the third segment, I'm going to get some running racing talk in here as well before we wrap this special episode up there as well. So there's that. Let me see. Is a scroll down here as Kim Kuhn, one of the pit reporters for NBC/CW Sports is chatting with Connor Zilch, and I have the TV on mute, so you're listening to me right now on that. Let me see. That's all that's going on right now. Oh, speaking of Baylor, after recording this podcast, they just started the fourth quarter. Baylor 2-2. I thought they were better than that, but right now they're beating the Mike Gundy-less Oklahoma State Cowboys right now, 38-27. That is in the fourth quarter there as well. So there's that, right? Some of the scores right now. Obviously, when this comes out, we're going to all know these scores, obviously, there as well. When we come back to the EGV podcast, I mentioned running score. I mentioned running status there. We're going to talk Berlin. Oof. Talk about that. And, of course, update you on the schedule here. As I talked about that last week, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I'm talked about with Nam earlier. Shout out Nam earlier this morning, or it was after the group run, about all these marathons. And I mentioned the schedule. I left out a couple from last week, but I'll bring it up again. And then EG3 schedule might get a little boost, might get a little add on here. We'll see about that. But anyway, we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about USA track and field. They were busy as well to wrap up this podcast. Brandon Jones, ooh. Justin Allgaier got loose Oh, they're showing replays. They're showing replays of earlier action there as well. Okay, because the race is over. And Brandon Jones, your winner in at Kansas Speedway in the Xfinity Series. Next up, the Cup Series. That is tomorrow. Chiefs play at the same time as the Kansas NASCAR Cup Series race playoffs resume. That'll be going on at the same time. It's going to, again, another exciting and busy day of sports across the world, or across America anyways, for that as well. We'll come on back for segment three. Just a moment. You're listening to the EG3 Podcast. Brandon Jones, Xfinity Series winner, playoff winner at Kansas Speedway. Eddie Greer, the third, back for the third segment, final segment of the podcast here this week on the EG3 Podcast here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here recording it on Saturday. Yes, I know. On Saturday, September 27th, 2025 there. Obviously, y'all got some bonus coverage of me calling the NASCAR Xfinity Series. See, that these, when I get to call something on this podcast, that definitely goes to the top as my favorites there as well. So if it sounds a little squirrelish, so I apologize. But hey, it's my podcast, the EG3 Podcast. It was a NASCAR podcast for a reason. So there's that there as well. We got to talk about a little about NFL football, a little college football going on, your typical busy Saturday of sports around the United States there. And, of course, the Major League regular season is going to come to end tomorrow there. And the Braves, they ain't making the playoffs. That streak is coming to end, well, obviously, when they went 0-12. And I ranted on that earlier this fall on this podcast. Like, what, all this talent, why are we 0-12? I don't understand it. And you lose to the Pittsburgh Pirates in game one. They're my I don't give a damn went out the window then when they went 0-12. So I knew right then, it's like, we ain't making the playoffs, baby. And sure enough, Atlanta Braves not making playoffs, and that means I don't care about the World Series. Who wins it? And y'all could probably say the same thing about the Kansas City Royals as well. They were in the mix for a long time there and just missed opportunities for the Kansas City Royals on that side of the spectrum. So, yeah, I'm trying to get everything in here in this Saturday edition, and then this will come out tomorrow night during Sunday Night Football when Micah Parsons is destroying the Dallas Cowboys. I just got that feeling. It just has that feeling of revenge there as well. So, Jerry Jones, you've been in trouble since you get away from Micah Parsons. But anyways, yes, running. So, from here on out, I talked about this on last week's podcast, and I'll do it again here to end this week's podcast. Yeah, so all these marathons, right? And I mentioned this, teased this before entering the segment. Me and Nam were talking about all these marathons hitting back to back to back. Well, actually, the St. Joe half happened today as well. And one of our guys finished in a run-up spot today. Danny. Shout out Danny for that. He did pretty well as well. And I've heard nightmarish things about St. Joseph course. In the story, just like the Kansas City Marathon, hills. You got to deal with them hills. Hey, you gotta pick one of these, right? Whether that's Chicago, Twin Cities, Chicago, what is the other one? Indianapolis. I left off Indianapolis. That's on the first weekend, along with New York City, the first weekend of November. And then that's funny because when all these world majors are over and Berlin is in the books, and boy, woof. My guys toughed it out, but man, oh man, the things that I read on socials, the race recaps and all that from the guys that I follow did it. And I talked about this last year. Berlin was hot, humid from what I took from there. And I talked about this last year when it relates to Boston, right? Because obviously, the folks who are going to be running Boston for next year got the notifications, or those who didn't, fortunately, got the notifications this week there as well. So congratulations to all that are going to be running Boston in 2026. This is the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III checking in with y'all here on this Saturday. I was going to record on Thursday, but things got things got strange and frustrating there as well. So thank you for hanging here with me when this comes out on Sunday night there as well. But yeah, so Berlin, I talked about this last year. I think it was the Boston where it was hot there as well. And it's so out of your control. I'll say it again. I said it then, and I'll say it again. I've had these discussions with multiple people. Yeah, when you're training for whether it's a fall race in the heat during the summer, fall race, and then when you're training for a spring race in the winter time, you do all these things, but when race day shows up, when it gets down to getting down, it's out of your hands. You have to do the best you can. And yes, the marathon is tough anyway. So to expect perfect conditions is rare. But when it does happen, you better take advantage of it. That's why I'm going to see it. And hopefully, when I told a line for the Good Life Halfsie in another month and a half or so. Yeah, it's going to come quick. If September was fast, October might be even faster. So, they're showing a cut line right now. Silich, all right, so take his time out for a second. Jones, Silich, and Allgaier are locked in to the next round. It looks like Sam Mayer, Taylor Gray, Sheldon Creed, Carson Quapple, Jesse Love right now in a transfer spot over Nick Sanchez. So Nick Sanchez out. Austin Hill, damn, I didn't know that. He out right now. Austin Hill, a big name in the Xfinity Series. Harrison Burton and Sammy Smith out right now of the transfer spot right now. So I did not realize that. So Austin Hill, he's a big name. And right now he is out of the playoff, out of the transfer spot right now. Nick Sanchez is the first guy out right there. I ran that pretty quickly there as well. So I had to do that. I had to take a timeout right there. So Jones locked himself in to the next round automatically with Connor Zilich and Justin Allgaier. So I think that was the first round is over. I think I'm gonna have to go back and double check that. Ooh, so I think that's that is the end of the first round, because the eight drivers is the same as the Cup Series, right? Yeah. So after three races, if you're not in the top eight, your season's done. But you'll race again because you have to race, because this is not, it is elimination for the playoffs, but you get to keep going, but you're not a playoff driver, if that makes sense. Trying to speak to a new NASCAR fan on a dot. But yeah, so like the Cup Series right now, the Cup Series tomorrow, Kansas is the second race in the round of 12 with Ryan Blaney locked in the field. And then today, it looks like, yeah, Chase Briscoe and Denny Hamlin. I mentioned this already. Joe Gibbs Racing Track, yeah. Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe for the seventh time will lead the field of green. Chase Briscoe has been something else this year. He's been a rocket all year long. And that 19, obviously, Mark Trez Jr. owned that racetrack. He should have more wins than what he should have. But his replacement, Chase Briscoe, has been awesome all year long, and that 19 is going to be right up in the mix, just like it was last year, right? So we'll see what happens there tomorrow. Of course, we'll recap it on this podcast there as well. So yeah, I kind of took a detour there on more NASCAR there, as well as Austin Hill is on a TV screen right now, talking right now. Back to what I was talking about with Berlin, right? Yeah, so it's hard. It's hard with all the training, all the hours, all the work you got to put into. And then for that, it's just out of control. So you just got, if it lines up perfectly, then you have to take advantage of it. It's just what it is. At this point, I'm like, as I'm trying to figure out what is going to happen with me in 2026, I'm thinking about, other things. It's not official. It ain't official yet, because there's a potential that my fall schedule could be bumped up at and on. So, and I'll leave it at that. So I'm going to leave it at that. I ain't making nothing official yet tonight. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say, I'm putting it out there. Say my schedule might be added on I'll leave it there, especially in the month of October. Obviously, I still have to market the market. That's in 2 weeks from today. So I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska for that. I'm looking forward to it. Never done anything like that. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That's going to be really, really fun. I'm not counting that because that's not, I mean, yeah, we're going to be competing, but I don't really count that as competitive because you're doing this with seven of your friends. So we're going to be up there. I'll be up there doing that weekend. I'll be up in Nebraska twice in a matter of a couple of weeks because then after that, make the return. And obviously, we talked about the Good Life Half Seal on this podcast. That's what this podcast is focused on right now. The mission, sub 80 that I've been mentioning all fall along. The mission to finally break 80 in a half marathon. It's getting down to it, folks. It's getting closer by the day. And the way that this month's gone, I think October's even going to even fly even more. And by the time, and before all that, it's going to be here before I know it. So I need to get my egg, my, dot my I's and cross my T's on that one. On the training side, it's been different. It's been good. That's all I can say about it. There as well, been something a little bit different than my usual fall marathon training there as well. And we'll see what happens. I'm definitely anxious, definitely prepared, more prepared than I was for Chicago, Chicago last year, in my opinion. Again, Chicago is humid. Speaking of humid, yeah, Chicago was humid last year as well, and you just gotta deal with it. You gotta try to do your best you can. You can't force anything. You can't control it. You just gotta do what you can do, and then yeah, on a race day, we'll see what happens. That's what it is. So hopefully, when November comes around, it'll be more cool up there. Cool up there. I'm not gonna say with confidence, but you know, we'll just have to see about that. I'm not really worried about that at the moment there as well. So, but yeah, there is my update on the Good Life Halfsy training right now. I think I'm more prepared situation than I was when I trained for Chicago last year. So there's that. So I feel good about it. We'll just have to, again, keep it moving. And then, yeah, it's going to be taper time for me here soon enough. Well, in another couple of weeks or so there as well to get ready to, I'll be definitely be racing to try to finally get under 80 in a half marathon. That was the very, very, very first goal for those of you who are new to this podcast. The very first goal that I set when I returned to running, or when I picked up running, back up running, back into the fold there as well. So this means more right now than in at least for this podcast, anyways, more to me than Boston, than I'm concerned with Boston right now. So there's that. Eddie Gritter III, the EGD podcast continues here on this Saturday, September 27th, 2025. Yeah, so Berlin, for those that ran it, congratulations there on getting through the tough conditions and all that. And that Berlin is in the books. Sydney was already ran. So Sydney, the other world major, was already ran. Now you have what, two more world majors to go? Chicago in a couple weeks. Twin Cities is next weekend. Got a couple friends doing that. Chicago, got a couple friends doing that. That falls after that. KC Marathon right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Got a lot of people doing that. Yep. And oh, I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna say it just yet. But yeah, KC Marathon doing that right after that. Cliffhanger 5K, what we did, 5K and 10K, right? Yeah, 5K to 10. We did that last year. Not gonna do that this time around, because that is probably going to be my taper week there as well. And of course, the following week you have, oh yeah, I think that's the Marine Corps as well. Those that are doing the Marine Corps Marathon is doing that. So you got that. Then turn the page over to November, Indianapolis in New York City, the last world major. New York City, for obviously for the world majors of the year, goes down the first weekend of November. And then you have yours truly, Fast Eddie, going to be out there in Lincoln, Nebraska, looking to finally achieve that elusive sub 80, the Good Life Halfsy. So by the time we toe the line, hopefully in the Lincoln, oh, that's crazy. All the world majors are going to be done. Be done when we toe the line. That's crazy. So I realized that like late last week. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. So when I toe the line to get ready to race in Lincoln here in a month or so, all the world majors going to be in the books. That's wild. So I'm definitely getting that anxious, that racing feeling going on. But so that's the status right now for this podcast. And of course, that's going to be a solo. When we get to the half seed, that's going to be a solo postcast of that. Yep. So don't worry about that. We'll have that. And we'll have the postcast of the market to market. That's going to be a solo episode. So those two will be solo. I'm not going to jumble it together and all that. So that is going to be solo. Those are going to be solo episodes. And whatever else were to pop up, we'll be solo. So we'll be solo as well. So definitely looking forward to the racing scene and see how everybody does in the respective races, marathons. I mean, everybody's been training hard. Now everybody's pretty much in what taper is. People doing 16 and all that. So I was like, what are we doing, guys? What are we doing out here? But no, I guess nobody tapers around here. So I was like, okay, all right. Look, hey, even for me, I put myself in it too. Even for me, you know, people go wild and crazy, you know, thinking, oh, you know, where's the fitness at? I mean, I'm worried about my fitness, you know. If I don't get this long run, what's going to happen, right? You know, even me, right? I put myself in that category too, you know. Taper, I question it too, you know what I'm saying? And I find I'm in training for half marathon, right? So, well, I can run a distance, but I'm worried about the speed-wise, pace-wise, right? I'm in training for a certain pace, right? So, I'm a little bit worried about, okay, if I fall off, you know, all this other stuff, you know, you go crazy and all that other stuff. We all should know what taper is, or simplifying meaning. So you're supposed to like to take a certain amount of percentage off your weekly mileage, and then you're supposed to be feel fresh and all that. We'll see how it all goes, because it's like a lot of people are in taper mode right now, and I'm seeing on Strava. They're not expected to talk about taper, but here we are talking about it. 16 miles, 18 miles. Like, you guys, woof, man. I was like, I'm glad I'm not doing no marathon right now, but so we'll see what happens in all your guys' respective races. Berlin is in the books, and now Chicago in 2 weeks. Connor Mance. Yes, Connor Mance will be going for a record in Chicago this year. That'll be fun to keep track of there as well. We'll talk about that when we get there, get to it. So Connor Mance's been running well all year long for the year. Of course, USA runner, of course. There he had a hell of a race at Boston. So I'm interested to see what he's going to do. And definitely going to be tuning in to see how he does Chicago this year there as well. So it's crazy, folks, how that's going to go on. So, man, I'll be obviously be rooting for my peeps at Chicago, Twin Cities, next weekend. Man, it's going to be like boom, 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 boom. Like, before you know, like I said, October is going to fly some more with all these races. Boom, go down, boom, go down, boom, go down, boom, go down. So, yeah, before you know it, it's going to be my turn. Which I'm looking forward to. I've been real quiet. Just handling my business, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not gonna say anything just yet. I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm gonna be mum on that, because I've been real quiet, because yeah. So so there's that. But man, this has been a lot of fun. This has been an action-packed episode podcast here on the EG3 podcast here this evening, as it is now almost 6 o'clock here. Central time to wrap this up, but a jam-packed episode. It's gonna get moving more, obviously, as we move on. And tonight, I'm about to watch Alabama take on Georgia here in a little bit. Got that going on. So, yeah, it's going to get wild. And obviously, we'll have a recap of the Cup Series from Kansas City. Obviously, the Cup Series now. The lights will be on them. Who's going to advance to the round of 12? Ryan Blaney already going to the round of, not the round of 12. My, whew. Ryan Blaney going to the round of 8, not the round of 12 there as well. Who's going to be next on that list? Will it be another Joe Gibbs Racing driver? I'm going to go on a limb and say that. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I think Joe Gibbs Racing or 2311 will win tomorrow. So there's that prediction there as well on spot. So I've gone on here on this podcast tonight and saying Kansas Speedway right here in Kansas City, Kansas, has been Joe Gibbs Racing track, has been a Toyota track. And Toyota, obviously, Penske responded yesterday, well, not yesterday, last week with a big win themselves. Can Toyota respond? This is the perfect track to do that. We'll see who takes it home. I think one of the Toyota drivers is going to take it. I don't know who, but I think Toyota is going to take it. I'll at least say that. The EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever. Use it to your favorite podcast. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this podcast ever, and you're like, what is Eddie doing? What is he doing? Yes, I recorded this during the Xfinity, the last 35 laps or so of the Xfinity Series race right here. It's going on. That is 25 minutes away from my house, the racetrack, 25 minutes away from the EG3 confines there as well. NASCAR is in Kansas City right now, and they'll wrap up their action tomorrow with the big show, the Cup Series. Who's going to win that? We'll have to find out. You have to tune. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we update content weekly, or when I have a chance to, y'all will be notified about that, as well as playoffs. Going on, a lot of playoffs going on right now, and Major League Baseball is about to enter that phase as well. And of course, the Braves and Royals not going to be in the postseason. So there's that as well. So got college football going on right now. Ohio State winning at Washington as well today. And then of course, yeah, you'll find all the other scores when this podcast rolls out on the EG3 podcast feed tomorrow night underneath the banner, the 3Y pod with EG3. This used to be a NASCAR podcast. So yeah, yours truly definitely know something about NASCAR. That is for sure. I'm a big fan of it. So I'm looking forward to keeping up with what happens in Kansas at the Speedway tomorrow. And of course, the Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow afternoon for their game as well. And the Falcons, by the way, if you're interested in that, they'll be playing in the early slate against the Washington Commanders there as well. And of course, good luck. And I'm going to say right now, good luck to all those folks and a couple of my peeps that are going to be racing the Twin Cities Marathon next weekend. It's going to start the cycle of marathons. Of course, this podcast hasn't been trained for a marathon. It feels good. It feels nice to have do something different for a change, outside of, you know, just training for marathons. I'm really intrigued to see what happens with me, but this is not about me right now. This is about other folks right now getting the marathon, getting into the races and completing it. So I know I have a few friends of mine that are going to be doing Twin Cities. So good luck to those that will be traveling up to Minnesota next weekend for the Twin Cities Marathon. And I'll definitely be keeping track there as well. For right now, that's going to wrap it up. We have made it to the finish line, folks, of another episode of the EG3 podcast, folks. Eddie Greer III saying thank you so much for listening to this action-packed edition of this podcast this week. There as well, a little bit something different for y'all. If y'all haven't listened to me do play-by-play of a NASCAR race before, well, you just got to experience it for a little bit. So there's that. Yes, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week at some point here. But for right now, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the EG3 podcast. We'll be talking to y'all real soon. Appreciate it. We out.